Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, so when you were younger, you were the best vampire slayer of all time. And now you're the headmistress of a small private school in Miami. And one of your students, a young girl, her sex tape gets sent out to a bunch of different students. And she confronts her boyfriend about it because he was the only one who had the tape that she made it for him. And he denies having anything to do with it. And so the girl punches the guy in the face. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Oh, man. And you're the headmistress. What do you do?
You're the headmistress. Do you punish her? Do you punish him?
Wait, and sorry, maybe I missed it. You're the headmistress of a school. He doesn't go to the school.
Yeah, he's like, he does. He's like the student body president.
Oh. What's her deal? Is she kind of like...
She's a scholarship kid.
Okay.
So they're both... You got to handle both carefully.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's the... To your eyes, he's the only one who... had access to it besides her.
Right.
Unless there's like a hacker.
He said hacked.
He said hacked.
But, you know, that's hard to...
That's hard to believe.
Now, are either of them vampires or no?
Not that we know of.
Okay.
They are definitely daywalkers.
They attend school during the
day. And this is a school... Is this a vampire-based school?
No.
Or a vampire hunter-based school.
Do people know about vampires?
No, I'm just intuiting.
That's just color.
I'm just intuiting that you're a vampire hunter because I recognize
from like another property that you did in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But it makes sense because, you know, she ended her career in Sunnydale as a school administrator of sorts.
There you go. And so now she gone. And you could see her living in Miami.
Oh yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
And I don't think this headmistress ever gets a first name. So
could be.
It could be Miss Summers.
Okay.
Or something else.
I think you have to call this person into your the one who does the punching.
Yeah.
The young lady who does the punching. Call her into your office, sit her down, explain to her that the world is a hard place and people are going to like do bad things to you, but you have to rise above and do your like finals homework or like an admissions essay or something that's coming up shortly and not get wrapped into some plot of revenge involving like some strange girl who you've now aligned yourself with.
You shouldn't do revenge.
I don't think you should do revenge at all.
Is that what happens in this?
It's a movie called Do Revenge.
I heard it's great.
It is amazing. I'm rewatching it. I'm halfway through rewatching
I really want to watch. I hear Sansa does a really funny bit part.
Sansa is great. I think her name is Camila Mendez, the girl who played Veronica in Riverdale. Is great. She's really good.
Yeah, she's very good.
Hawk, Maya
Uma Thurman's kid. Yeah.
Is like the outcast who teams up with Veronica to do revenge.
Now, did he do it?
You have to watch it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I tried to do. There's a lot of things. It's a really
good
movie.
Really about
I highly
that.
Recommend it.
Right.
But there's so many things I could have done hot takes, but I chose something that happens in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
To save because it gets there's some twisty stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I actually will watch this movie.
Yeah, I think it's worth seeing.
And
it's funny because it's absolutely aimed at us because the soundtrack is from our team.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or like even maybe a little older than me, like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones are on the
soundtrack.
Wow. Third Eye Blind is on the soundtrack.
Okay. Patrick's starting to skank over here.
I'm my chair. I'm skanking here in your apartment right now.
You're so sweaty.
I'm slapping my suspenders. Drawing little checks on my shoes.
Oh my god, the check shoes.
I wish I had known Scott Patrick.
I know.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I think you don't want to, like, get involved in, like, the revenge lives of, like, high school students.
No, that's fun. Yeah. I want to get in.
No, that sucks.
I'm going to get into it. I want to get, because I probably got nothing going on for me.
Yeah, you know, what else did you get into this business for?
I think I would keep it clean. I would be like, that happened off school grounds.
Okay.
That is not, I mean,
that's not my responsibility.
If punch happened on school grounds, that's what I've got to deal with.
Yeah.
Everything else.
I think I would be like, I can't, like, I would be like, look, you guys obviously have something that you need to work out. So, like, I can't even really deal with the punch. And just, let's just say there's no rules for a week. And it kind of becomes like a battle.
So you encourage the revenge.
I do. But I say, I'm going to go to...
So your move is
the Cayman Islands, baby! And then I go to the Cayman Islands, and then they do whatever they're going to do, and I come back.
Your move... Oh, sorry. So at first I thought you were saying that you would, like, be the cool teacher.
No, I'm leaving.
Okay, you're just getting out of it.
You're the crazy teacher.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys got to figure this out.
Uh-huh.
Have it...
On my desk.
have it on my desk Monday morning.
Yeah. I'm taking a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Thursday. I'm leaving now.
To the Cayman
Islands. I get out my go bag, and I go to the Cayman Islands.
You just kick out the window and drop a rope ladder out.
Yeah, it's already been there. I'd fall right into like a little two-seater, little Miata, and I zip right out.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's a good solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so they're high school kids.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, do you have to just call the cops?
What?
There's a sex tape of an underage girl.
Oh, underage sex tape.
Yeah. You should. I mean, yeah.
You shouldn't really touch this.
You shouldn't really touch
as much as you as much as you
can. You should get to the Cayman Islands.
You should get to the Cayman Islands with that sex tape.
Did you make the tape, Kelly? Why are you trying to get out so fast?
I'm trying to go. Yeah. It's the most like lawless place.
Where can I go where they won't extradite pedophiles?
You can go to hell.
Also, I think France, right? Pretty famously.
Is that true?
Roman Polanski's been there for 40 years.
Yes.
Oh my God! Why is France such freakies?
They
have a libertarian streak, which I appreciate.
Oh, so are
sometimes,
they just kind of like this isn't our business kind of thing?
Well, and he,
so they're like, oh, we cannot touch it.
They're like, oh, it happened off school grounds. It is none of my business.
I think, and I don't want to. If we have French listeners, I don't want to offend anyone, but I think they have a more hands-off policy on having sex with teenagers.
Ah, yes. C'est la vie. When you are sheltered. That was me, Kelly Nugent speaking, not Ryan Mogi. For any of our French listeners.
Don't want to offend any French
and
listeners.
I'm sorry that I kind of did a Quebecois accent. I did not mean to throw the good people of French Canada.
Canada has laws. I've seen Degrassi. Yeah, you can go to jail for that.
And so I apologize.
You could go to jail and then you could go to hell.
We'll do it again. Let's do it again.
And you can crawl your way back out of it.
Sure. Well, because Diablo 4 is out this day. That was the hell connection.
I'm sorry.
And then, you would crawl your way out of it.
Yeah.
We're doing crawl ships.
Yes.
How do you crawl?
It's a crawler.
A dungeon crawler.
That's the kind of video game it is.
I've been playing some Diablo 4, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. I mean, it's just everything I wanted from a Diablo game, which is like just mindless.
Yeah.
Mindless. Completely. Literally. Okay, guys. So I'm playing Diablo 4 right now on my PS5, and me and Lucas are playing, but I don't want to level up my character too much when he's not around. So I've been playing Diablo 3, because I want us to be even, because I don't want to be carrying anybody.
Right.
So I've been playing Diablo 3 on my Switch. And let me tell you how easy Diablo is. I literally fell asleep and beat the game. I literally like woke up and they're like, you've defeated Diablo. And I was like, what?
Oh.
They're like, oh, I'm surrounded by angels. I was like, what's happening? I was literally asleep.
That's really funny.
What do you normally play as? Like what?
For I was Demon Hunter for Diablo 3. Mm-hmm. They do not have that for Diablo 4, so I'm Necro for Diablo 4.
So you get to like summon a lot of like skeleton men to like do your bidding for you?
I've got so many guys around me at all times. And actually, I was playing as Witch Doctor for a little while for Diablo 3, and that's a similar vibe where you're just like surrounded by guys all the time. And you can't even tell where your character is because it's like 50 guys just all around you. So I've got all my skeletons. They're all around me all the time. And like, I'm just like kicking down doors and being like, what's up? You need help? And it's like me and my skeleton crew.
Yeah.
And sometimes, because you know, in that game, so you like see visions of like what Lilith is doing. Lilith is the evil demon queen. And it's because like you were fed blood petals. The story's not really relevant for
Diablo. It doesn't matter.
Never has been. But so you like go into all these places and like you keep seeing visions. But like to everyone around you, you're just like silent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, so I just saw like for like 10 minutes, like a whole cutscene happens. And then it's like you're back there and you're like, I just saw a vision. And they're like, well, what are you going to do to help us? And I'm like, the whole time I've been standing here completely silent with my 8 skeletons. Just slack jawed.
Right. Just eyes rolled back in your head.
If you need help, you're not questioning it.
Yeah.
If you need help, you need help.
You need help.
Right. Well, you probably already had the weird reaction where you're like, hello.
Right, yeah. For 10 minutes and you're like, I guess we'll just wait till he's out and ask him to help us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, so the other day I was at the grocery store trying to get quarters so I could do laundry and the manager sort of wandered off and started talking to other people while searching for quarters and all the registers.
Yeah.
And I did sort of just follow like 8 feet behind her for a little while. Like, it's like, she's going to get back to the quarters eventually.
You were her skeleton.
Yeah,
you were her skeleton.
No, I was the townsperson.
Yeah, just like waiting.
You did the help.
But it's like, so I'm playing as that. So I'm surrounded by my like 10 skeletons. And then Lucas is a druid and he keeps just being in werebear form. So like, it's just, and they're like, there's some kind of evil here. Lilith is evil. And I'm like, yo, I am surrounded by skeletons of the dead that I've reanimated.
And my
like,
boyfriend's
there's a bear. Like, I'm like, oh, damn, that sounds crazy. Like, I should go deal with that. But like, and it's really messed up, too, because like every time my skeletons get weak, I just like shuffle them out with other dead bodies. So I just like explode those ones and get new ones.
Yeah.
But it just sounds so like, like it's like, oh, hold on, I gotta like re-up my skellies right now and like get rid of these weaklings and use the bodies of these other beings. But it's very fun.
A necromancer does.
It's what a necromancer does. I could have been like a barbarian or a wizard. I think there's only like 5 classes you can be. Hmm. Whereas like with Diablo 3, you could be like 8 classes.
But it didn't start with that many classes.
That's
though,
true.
Right?
So, and there's DLCs smaller, that are gonna come. Yeah. So. Right now, there's barbarian, wizard, rogue, druid, and necro, and necromancer. And you can customize your characters quite a bit, which is fun. I spent a long time customizing my character.
Those games
She's
are
really
fun.
Scary.
Like, there's something like just so like satisfying about like clearing a room in Diablo.
And looting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just clearing.
Just taking all the shit.
Looting, taking all the stuff, getting all this new stuff for your character. It's literally the easiest fucking game in the world. Like, I play it on pretty hard, and I'm still, like I said, I fell asleep and Diablo 3.
Are you going to be one of those, like, is it, like, first 1,000 people to hit?
There's already someone who reached 100.
Level 100 on, like, the hardcore mode or whatever
it
is?
Yeah, and he's sunk in 100 hours since the game released.
Like, last week.
On Thursday.
In the beta, yeah. That's nuts. I mean,
I've only been playing for 3 days, and I've had early access.
Yeah, I did see a couple people like when Tears of the Kingdom came out that were like, as soon as it like flipped over to telling you how many hours, because, you know, the Switch is a thing where it's like first played, 6 days ago or something like that. And then after a little while, it starts to tell you like how long. And I had friends on there that it was like over 125 hours played in like a week.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's been out for a couple weeks now. So now when I see someone with like 155 hours played, Christian Humes.
Oh, Humes, what are you doing?
Like, Humes, you got to do anything else sometimes, buddy.
Oh my God. How is his eyesight doing, man? Because like my eyes get all messed up just from.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, if you're looking for a fun dungeon crawler where you don't have to think about literally anything, and you just kind of want to destroy everything in sight, because that you destroy everything.
Yeah.
You like destroy containers. You go into someone's house, like, help, my wife is gone. And you destroy everything in their house. You're like, hold on, me and my skeletons will be right back.
We need all your gold.
Literally, this one guy's like I met this like hermit, and he's like, welcome to my home. Or first he like comes in, he looks a little scary, and he's like, I hope you're staying for supper. And then I destroyed everything in his house and let him join my party. And took all of his gold, and he's still like, let me help you. So there is something charming about how bad the story is, and like the dialogue's a little clunky and silly, but it reminds me of like Gauntlet or like any of other kind of like top down.
Well, and it looks like a Blizzard game, so like it's got that cool design aesthetic.
Yeah, and it does look really nice. Visually, the levels look really cool. But anyway, we're talking crawl ships.
Does anyone have a crawl ship they'd like to share?
I have a crawl ship.
All right, Carl.
So my characters, whom I'd like to force into this relationship.
Good. Good.
Are a pair of men who do not themselves crawl, but they do insist that others crawl for them. I'm talking about Adam Sackler of the HBO series Girls, who is played by Adam Driver.
Yes.
And Mr. Gray from the 2002 film Secretary, played by James Spader.
Okay. Wait, was his last name really Gray?
Yeah, can you fucking believe
that?
That's
so crazy! Because that's who I was thinking of, and then when you said Gray, I was like, oh no, you went the other way, but you didn't go the other way.
No!
I did not remember that his name was Gray.
50 Shades is like so many dimensions of hack. It's unbelievable.
It's so bad. It is the worst shit I've ever read or seen.
That is the worst shit I've ever masturbated to.
I will defend the first movie. I haven't seen the other movies. The first movie lets everyone realize how goofy it is.
Mm. Yeah.
And so there's a sense of, so they are big dorks and dweebs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're watching like two dweebs do S&M,
mm-hmm.
which maybe that's not fun, but like there's something like charming about it. Like they don't try to make them super sexy.
Right.
At least my viewing of it, it wasn't. Like,
yeah,
it's not Secretary or anything that's like actually sexy. It's like, it's these two dorks trying to play role play.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, I'll watch you two little dorks.
I would say that charm is not present in the books.
No, I've read the book. I agree.
The book is horrible.
Yeah. And just badly written.
Really badly written. Shockingly badly written. I'm like, dog, why don't I write something? Because like, if that shit.
Why don't you write something?
You will.
Just make it horny.
Yeah.
That seems to be the only thing. I was discussing 50 Shades because Nicole and I were talking about Secretary. And she's like, oh, but there's like the like little like problematic stuff with consent. She's like, it's not nearly as bad as 50 Shades. But like 50 Shades is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, like,
the thing is, these are fiction. Okay. In Secretary.
It's fine. And also like these are the fictional accounts. These are the fantasies. Like it's okay that the politics of the role play is not like pristine because this is the fantasy. This is you imagining, when you watch it, you're imagining that you have total dominance over another person. And that's what makes it sexy, right?
Yeah.
However, that fucking scene in Girls, which haunts me to this fucking day since 2012.
Yeah, it's a little haunting.
Oh my God. Are you familiar with this, Patrick?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Are you haunted as well?
Sorry, did you ask me if
are you haunted as well?
Haunted.
Yeah. No, not haunted.
You're not haunted.
No, I live comfortably in it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Colin, okay. I don't think my mom watched Girls. Tell us about the scene.
and say, Drew.
Hey, so Drew Mokey, it's still available on Max, I'm sure.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in season one. But Adam Driver's character is drunk. He is an alcoholic at this stage of the show. And he's on a date with Marnie. I believe, right? Is that the character?
Allison Williams?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's Marnie. I'm not, so anyway,
it is Marnie.
Yeah.
In my recollection, it's Marnie.
Okay.
I was remembering the episode.
But she's like so reluctantly just willing to play his like fantasy games, but he is
Marnie?
Like.
Isn't Marnie the one
who's
on the date
with? Best friend of Lena Dunham. I thought it was Sherry Appleby. Unless it's a different scene with him in which he
makes someone crawl across the floor and then on her chest.
I'm pretty sure it's Sherry Appleby.
You know what? I am confusing a different humiliation of Marnie.
When she sings,
when she sings, I'm conflating.
The humiliations of Marnie are complete on that show.
That's a delicacy that I can revisit happily. This scene starring Liz from Roswell is not as pleasant for me to revisit.
Okay, so my mistake. It's Liz from Roswell. But he's just very drunkenly... thinks he's very sexy, very dominating, makes her crawls across the floor where she delivers the line, there's a lot of screws down here, which
oh my God, nothing
it's
kills
shot
me.
So like a, and funny. It's shot like a horror movie.
Yes.
Like it's not supposed like as
it's
a
not
viewer,
supposed to be sexy.
You're not supposed to be turned on.
Oh, yeah.
No. And
although
it is,
I think that's frequently the case on Girls.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. I don't think it's trying to be a sexy show.
No.
I think you're supposed to often be thinking like, oh no.
Yeah.
it's cringe.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what are you going to do with these people?
Well, so, okay, drunken, ineffective. Drunken, ineffective, wannabe domineering man paired with fucking insecure, weirdo, creepy James Spader fucking wannabe dominating man.
Yes.
He does it more effectively in the movie because that's the conceit of the movie.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of James Spader. I find him so horrifyingly off-putting.
Do you find him repulsive?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't think he's repulsive.
That's so, I know so
I
many
think
people.
He's repulsive in anything else but Secretary.
Okay.
Not even Pretty in Pink?
Oh, I
when
forgot
like
about him. And, yeah, no, no, he's
rich
hot.
Boy.
Yeah, he's really
he's
hot.
So,
in that. No. You're
and,
right.
Like disaffected
and like Robert California.
Robert California. Let's talk more about Robert California.
I mean,
so
something
weird.
I think of when I think of Robert California is one of us got that as their number one fictional counterpoint.
That was me. Number one, Robert California.
Oh my God.
And it was really annoying that everyone was just like, oh. No one was
what
like,
are you supposed
I don't
to say when
it.
Confronted with such obvious truths?
Oh my God. Okay, so you want to put these
okay,
two freaks
so
together.
Okay, so how are these two gonna...
I just want to see these two fucking losers try to top
like,
each other
each
and
other?
Get nothing done for hours.
All right.
Just... there's gonna be like two cats circling in an alleyway.
Exactly, yeah. That's their purgatory. This is the hell they deserve.
All right.
That's good. That's good.
Is, make them both crawl. I like it.
That's good.
Just demanding of the other one and no one being satisfied
and
in any
like,
kind of way.
Why aren't you doing it?
You're supposed to.
Oh, man.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah,
that is good.
Does anyone else have a crawling ship?
I've got a crawling ship I'd like to share. So recently, last weekend, there was a new Spider-Man movie. Wall crawlers.
Web crawlers.
Yeah, they're crawling. Call them.
Yeah.
And so my ship here comes from Spider-Man, but it features a Peter Parker Spider-Man whose body is being inhabited by Dr. Otto Octavius. This is the superior Spider-Man.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the story arc at all in the comics? I don't think it's been presented like anywhere else.
No.
Yeah.
So Otto basically like conspires to upload his brain into Peter's body, and then he runs around in Peter's body for like a year and a half.
What happens to Peter? Is he just like sleeping?
Peter's like, yeah, he's like inside his own brain, just like dormant for most of it. And then like by the end, he kind of like fights his consciousness back. But so Otto's in Peter's body, and the first thing that and Otto's like, I'm gonna be a fucking better Spider-Man than Peter could ever be. And if he's like presenting himself as Peter Parker, you know, that he's like trying to like live Peter's life, and like he talks like Otto, and people are like, what's wrong with you, Peter?
Yeah.
He's like, cool guys. And so one of the things that he realizes very early on is like, you know, Peter's a successful Spider-Man, he's a successful businessman, but never finished his doctorate. And Otto cannot not be a doctor.
Oh my God.
So he goes back to school.
No, he doesn't.
So, yes, he does. So he can get his doctorate. And there is a woman in one of his classes, Anna Maria Marconi, who, like, they just sort of click. And she's, like, attracted to the, like, Peter Parkerisms that he's like putting on, but she can also tell like there is like a darker, like twisted, more mature dude in there. And they have, and this also raises consent questions. And they have like a pretty solid, like as far as Spider-Man relationships go, pretty solid relationship built on lies. And then it gets, you know, then Peter gets his body back, and then it's like, it kind of sucks that he like is still sort of like Peter, because Peter doesn't know how to break up with anyone.
No, he's not good at
So he's just like ghosting her.
Oh my god,
it's a mess.
So what happens to Otto though? Dr. Otto Octavius.
What does happen to Otto? I think his I forget honestly. Like Peter forces his consciousness out. And like Otto's probably still floating around there in the ether somewhere. But
gotcha.
I think he effectively died at that
time. So he doesn't get his run to her in the rain moment afterwards.
No.
I'm just a mad doctor looking at a girl.
Right. Looking at a girl who sees through the goody goody on the outside of me to devil inside.
Well, that's tragedy ship.
Yeah. It is a tragedy ship. And I know they're doing Superior Spider-Man again in the comics. Mm-hmm. Like,
ooh.
And Dan Slott's coming back to write them. And I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know how Otto is back, or if he's actually in Peter's body again,
mm-hmm.
or maybe just like has a clone body. Who knows? But it's Superior Spider-Man is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Cause it's just so funny. Like that he should be Peter, and he like tries to a little bit, and then he's like, no, I'm just going to like be hardcore Otto. And then he has a little girlfriend. It's just fucking great.
That's cute.
That is cute.
I mean, just for a moment, he gets to have a little girlfriend.
Just for a moment, gets to have a little girlfriend.
That's pretty. It's beautiful.
Kelly, do you have a crawl ship?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a no TP for me. Have you guys heard of the game 12 Minutes?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So
what is it? Daisy Ridley
and James McAvoy as Americans,
and Willem Dafoe,
right. And they're all just supposed to be normal Americans,
right?
Why not change? Okay,
so they're all Americans. There's a lot of struggling with the speaking, but that's okay.
Sure.
So you play the game as the guy,
okay,
as the husband,
as James McAvoy.
James McAvoy, and it's like you're in the house, and you have 12 minutes, and you die by the end of the 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you get into your house, your wife has like made you a little cake, and she's like, here's this cake, I love you. And you're like, cool. And you eat the cake and then knock, knock, knock. There's somebody at the door. They're very scary. And they're like, you're under arrest. You murdered someone. And she's like, what? I've never murdered anybody in my life. And then the cop in the struggle kills you. Or not cop. I guess he's like a detective. I don't know.
Right. Isn't he also not actually a cop? It's like a front that he's putting on. Yeah.
Yeah. So as you keep replaying this game, you learn more about the situation.
Okay. You replay the same 12 minutes over and over.
Yes. But you can like do different things and like.
You don't have to spend 8 of those minutes eating a slice of cake.
Yeah, exactly.
You get so full.
Don't you have to like progress the story? Don't you have to drug your wife? Okay, great.
Yeah. That's part of why I know TP them. Just a small part though, because there's something else that's bigger. But so you're like, in order to get her to not answer the door, because every time she's like, honey, I think we have to answer the door. And she has all the she says it very like that because she's struggling. And you're like, no, you shouldn't. And then she does it anyway, or the guy kicks the door in and then he finds her and either kills her, kills you, arrests her, whatever. It shakes out in a lot of different ways. So yeah, you can crush up a bunch of sleeping pills, put them in her drink and knock her out and then lock her in the bedroom. So that way she does not answer the door and you can get more information out of the gentleman who's coming into your house. Basically, you learn. So she's like, I've never killed anyone in my life. I've never killed anyone in my life, blah, 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 blah. But then over time, I guess she decides she doesn't want to. She wants to not lie anymore. And she's like, I did kill someone. And it was my dad because I was mad at him because he had an affair with the nanny and she had a son. And you're like, dang, that's crazy. Die. And then you come back and then you do more investigating. And then you discover that you are the son.
Sure.
Did you know that
you're the son? You're your wife's half-brother?
Yeah.
All right.
And you know that you're the son.
So then I feel like that's betraying the entire conceit of the game.
So
you yourself have secrets from yourself?
Yeah, this is why I hate games like this. I also hate the game Heavy Rain for many reasons, but also because of that. Yeah. So then
how can you be a detective when you don't know the things you know?
Well, you're not the detective, you're the guy.
And the detective is not a detective.
You don't know the things you know. The game is,
how can you, why are you discovering things from yourself?
Yeah, you would know.
Yeah.
Well, wait, so do you at least, is it at least like, wait, my mom was a nanny?
No, well, yeah, he's like, my mom was a nanny.
So you know that?
Well, actually, you know what? Actually, he doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't, well, he knows, but he doesn't know. Do you know why? Because right now, you're living in a hypnosis, baby! And you are just reliving that because your psychiatrist is helping you get over the fact that your wife is your fucking sister.
Oh.
And you knew that, and, like, the dad, like, approached you, and he's like, oh, because she didn't kill the dad. Guess who killed the dad?
The mom.
You did.
You did!
Oh,
you killed the fucking dad.
You killed the dad.
You killed your own dad / her dad because he was like, you need to get the fuck away from my daughter. And you're like, why? And he's like, because she's your sister. And you're like, I'll never get away from her. And
I'll
then
never
you,
stop fucking my sister. Yeah. I love fucking my sister so much.
And then you kill him in the struggle. And then she's the one who's in trouble about killing him. Anyway, they're my no TP.
I think, yeah, I
like
agree.
Reason number one being that they are related.
They're not just related; they're brother and sister.
Yeah, they're brother and sister. Which
I don't know. There's scenarios where that works.
I don't know.
You know, there's like there's
know
ways where
taboo. Like, say there's a land dispute.
but the fact that
yeah,
that you're in a fucking therapy office. Okay, it works. Spoiler alert from the 1999 classic Identity.
Yeah.
It works once
it
in
works
the history of storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just make the whole thing a fucking hypnosis at a therapist's office.
I know. So
that's
then
so whack.
You can have different endings. Like, you can either be like, fuck you, I'm still going to be with my wife.
Jesus.
Or you can be like, no, like, I'm going to, like, he's like, do you want to just, like, forget it all? And then you get to live the rest of your life how it should be lived. And then
how it should be lived means no wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you say yes, and then you get home and you just have a regular 12 minutes by yourself in your home.
That's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how regular? I feel like you're
like,
ruminating.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're ruminating. You're like walking around. You're like opening the fridge. You're closing the fridge.
Do you get that
cake,
at least?
There's no cake.
No,
she made
because
the cake.
You gave up your beautiful sister
fucking
wife.
Sucks. Keep your sister wife eat that cake.
Anyway, I was very annoyed by this game.
Yeah, I could see that.
That sounds bad.
You're right, too.
Thank you for spoiling it for us so that we
you don't need
to
play it.
No, yeah. I would be so... There's many levels of betrayal.
Yeah, many.
Like, the conceit, the whole reveal that it's a hypnosis. Like,
yeah.
How cheap.
Yeah, very. So anyway, that's my no-TP. You don't need to play that game. You know what? No offense to Annapurna Interactive. They often make very good games. I don't know what happened with this game.
12 Minutes was one of those games that was in development for like fucking ever, yeah. right? And they obviously blew a ton of money on the voice cast.
Yeah. Oh, you think at some point they were just like, just fucking release it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Just get it out.
Yeah. What was the crawl?
What do you do when you're crawling? You're trapped.
Sure.
Wow.
And he's trapped in this house.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
This has got me thinking, actually. I start with a new therapist on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Should I try to convince her that I am married to my half-sister?
Yeah.
And then just be like, I don't know what to do about
just
this.
See,
if only
just
there
see
was
how
some
far
hypnosis that could help me work this out.
Well, if I let her hypnotize me, I'll probably not be able to keep up the lie.
That's true.
Like, it was
That'll
all
be fun,
a
too.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
No. Mm. I would never.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to hypnotize me.
I don't trust anyone enough to hypnotize me.
Yeah. What about you guys? Have you been hypnotized?
I've done EMDR, which is like related, and it worked, but I wasn't. No one was trying to make me bark like a dog or anything.
Yeah, I guess I've done that too. No, I haven't done stage hypnotism.
Yeah. Stage hypnotism.
I've never done stage hypnotism.
Have you ever done stage hypnotism? Mm-mm. Only as a hypnotizer?
Obviously, yeah, I do a lot of hypnotizing.
Always the hypnotizer, never the hypnotized.
Yep. Ryan, do you have a crawl ship?
I do. Okay, so what is the most famous crawl of all time?
Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, Bruce Willis in the air vent during
That's a pretty famous crawl. Star Wars.
Specifically a crawl.
There we go.
That is what it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I went with the Star Wars ship. It's a ship that... I haven't rewatched these movies that many times, but in my head, it's like just happening behind the scenes canon during the events of the movie. So it doesn't change in the events in the movie at all. So it's not a happily ever after. But I think Leia and Poe were bedding down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I ship it.
That's cool. That's hot. I like that.
That's very hot.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, part of the whole like thing in Last Jedi when Holdo's like, I like him. And Leia's like, I like him too.
I know. Like, yeah. We know we shouldn't.
Yep.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yep. Oh, that was so wholesome.
Yeah.
And I feel like that for whatever reason that adds a dimension to Poe's character that I like a lot.
Yeah.
That like there's just he can't deny attraction to like this legend of the rebellion, right? That he's like that's the spirit that I'm most attracted to in the galaxy.
Yes.
I just like that.
Yeah, that's a good-ass ship.
Thanks. It's really good. A nice palate cleanser.
Yeah, some of our ships were pretty dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yours was nice. It was like just for a moment.
Yeah, but I mean, it ends in tragedy.
Yeah, tragedy ship.
I mean, one of
it
my
kind of starts
dies.
In tragedy.
That's true. One of your people dies.
All right, so they're all dark and cursed.
But honestly, guys, every relationship ends in breakup or death.
That's true.
Hey, guys,
two relationships.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.